We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning as we broadcast from the phenomenal Palestra, the legendary Palestra, home of many exploits and accomplishments of great athletes through the years. And the list will be added to today, although it might not be added to by May. We'll get to that as we move through the show. We got a free throw shooting contest. Some big five stars will be here. I got to hit 80%, hopefully beat some of these guys. Hopefully I do better than the Sixers and Joel Embiid did last night. Because he didn't show up. And in not showing up, he really hurt his chances for the MVP award. We'll get to that. Flyers with big changes. Phil's opening day in 2 days. Busy day. And hope you can join us at the Palestra today for this extravaganza of athletic brilliance.
That's the word.
And I am talking about myself. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
Watching you shoot this morning a little bit. You look like you're kind of locked in.
Well,
quite
we'll
honestly.
Say. I don't know. We'll say.
Kate Winslet. In the new Avatar movie, held her breath for 7 minutes and 15 seconds while shooting
no
an underwater
way.
Scene.
No way. I don't
she
believe
worked
it.
With a free diving master, and she actually held her breath for over 7 minutes while filming that movie.
Well, let me just say this. What I have to do today is breathe.
It's true.
I'm not kidding.
No, yeah, focus.
This is the exact opposite of holding the breath. Like, when I'm out there, because I've shot free throws before, and, you know, there's a rhythm to it. Not that complex, but John, I will say I am nervous, and obviously there's going to be people in this place. As you know, the Palestras, we move through the show, and I'll be shooting maybe around 9 o'clock or so. By the way, let me tell everyone the lineup and encourage you to get down here if you can in the Palestra. Obviously, listen here today on WIP. We got a lot of great Big Five stars through the years. They're going to be part of this competition, and we thank them all. I feel really bad. On one hand, I got to thank them. On the other hand, I got to rip them if they lose to me, which, good chance they will.
Do you really feel bad?
A little bit. These guys are showing up. They're just lending their time and their prestige, and some of these guys might get smoked by the hammer.
I'm not worried for their sake.
I think they'll be fine.
All right, so here's the deal. We'll kick off the free throw festivities around 7:30. Mike Vrieswijk, I think it's only appropriate, obviously, as a student, if you will, of the John Chaney School of Basketball, which says – you know the deal, Rhea. Show up early.
5 a.m.
If
usually.
You play for Temple. So we gave Vrieswijk a break. He's 2.5 hours later than Chaney's practice used to be. But Vrieswijk at 7:30. A.J. Brodeur, who was the Ivy League Player of the Year 3 years ago from Penn, also a first-team All-Big Five 3 years ago. He'll be at around 7:45. Jameer Nelson at 8 o'clock, obviously representing St. Joe's. Representing Villanova today at 8:15 will be the national champion from the 85 Wildcats. The great shooter, Harold Jensen. Michael Thompson from Drexel, real good player, 16-point scorer his senior year, over an 80% free throw shooter as a senior from the foul line. He'll be a shooter around 8:30. And we can also now announce, and we pretty much knew this yesterday, but I was just a little confused. I had to kind of double and triple check. Lionel Simmons is going to be in the house today.
The L train in the house.
Lionel Simmons will be in this competition, obviously representing LaSalle.
Wow.
That'll be about 8:45. I'll go after that. So, John, how do you feel about this? I don't know if this is a charade of athleticism. Or how do you feel, John?
I do feel like it's a charade. Watching you warm up today, go out there with a major purpose. As you're shooting your free throws, we're all watching. We're all taking notes on how you're looking. This is a big deal. You should.
Yeah, I got to do better. I'll say that. I got to do better.
Well,
no, trust me. I got to do better.
You did better than Jimmy and I did.
Oh, my God.
If that says anything.
I think it was the worst display in the history of this hallowed floor here.
Yeah.
Me and Richie
It was ugly.
It was gnarly.
But it's amazing being here right now that you can just feel the history breathing through this place. And I feel really honored to be here. It's a huge deal, and I can't wait to see how poorly you shoot.
Well, I want to thank everybody, and we'll certainly talk a lot about the history of the Palestra and all of the greatness of the Big Five through the show. But I do want to sincerely, from the jump of the show, thank the University of Pennsylvania and the wonderful people here at the Palestra for really making. I mean, obviously, without their assistance, this doesn't happen. And also the shooters. I mean, these guys look shoot or shoot, and these guys are showing up, and we appreciate it, and we'll honor their. their great legacy and the tradition of Big Five basketball today. You can join us on the phone lines at 215-592-9494 if you want to weigh in on sort of how you think this will go. Again, Vreeswijk, Brodeur, Jameer, Harold Jensen, Michael Thompson, Lionel Simmons, and yes, the Hammer. Also, today's broadcast brought to us by fans of Philly. Trust Philly's premier away game travel partner this baseball season for Philadelphia away game travel. Visit fansofphilly.com for trip details. And we appreciate Fans of Philly for being involved in today's broadcast. Well, John, Fans of Philly more involved in this broadcast than Joel Embiid was in last night's game. And here's the problem. Here's the problem. And mark it down. Ladies and gentlemen, last night Joel Embiid lost the MVP award. I'm just telling you, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, whether it's fair, whether it's unfair, take it to the bank. Last night, John, Joel Embiid, by not playing, and the Sixers losing, and the fact that Jokic has now beaten Embiid and the Greek Freak in the last couple days, last night, and it's a shame, because I thought he was the front runner, and I thought he had a significant inside edge. Joel Embiid, for a whole host of reasons related to the legacy of the process, his own legacy of boastfulness, his own legacy of missing games. Joel Embiid last night, by not playing in that game, lost the MVP award.
I disagree. I think you're a prisoner of the moment right now. Yeah, yeah, I wanted to see him go out there and put this to rest. You know, for everyone's benefit,
moving
forward.
He certainly didn't do that.
The Jokic thing, you could have ended it last night. I am frustrated that he did not, but I am thrilled that Joel Embiid is putting his own health above his own personal goals. Joel is putting the team's goals ahead of his own, and I appreciate that. You know, we've complained many times. Hey, Ben Simmons goes and gets hurt in the All-Star game, hurts his back. Joel Embiid played so long in the All-Star game while he's dinged a little bit. Is that fair to his teammates? Right now, Joel has a sore right calf. Calves are tricky for basketball players. If that thing rips, he's out for a month. If that thing becomes an Achilles, he's out for a year. I would rather Joel play this safe and give his team the best chance to win a championship this year. Yes, it does bother me that he doesn't put the doubt out of his mind. Yes, it does bother me that it feels like other all-time greats. If he wants to be that, you know, I can't remember a time that LeBron James has been, you know what, guys, just not feeling quite healthy enough to help the team.
No, he takes games off. He does, okay. Especially as he's got older.
Giannis would do that less.
I know.
Michael Jordan would do that less.
Like never.
I believe yeah, LeBron never. Would do that less. That they have a tougher mindset than what Joel has. And that's Joel. That's the mind frame.
Look, here's
of
the thing, but here's the thing, John. We can't, and everyone can weigh in 215-592-9494 to react to last night's game. Sixers lose. Nuggets, by the way, I mean, probably going to finish with a better record than the Sixers at this point. Going to be the one seed in the West. Sixers going to be the three seed in the East. You add it all up. To me, that's all of why Jokic will likely win this thing, which is a shame because Embiid's turned in one of the great seasons we've seen in recent times. But I think last night was too much. Too much for the voters that had skepticism or doubts or uncertainty of who they were going to vote for. John, what you're saying isn't, you're not wrong with one possible exception. Like, I get the point that it's good that Embiid wants to keep his eye on the prize. And let's be real, the prize is not the MVP award. The prize is the NBA championship. The prize is to have a parade in June in Philadelphia. You know, the prize is the ultimate glory, and that doesn't come from an MVP award. That comes from winning the title. But here's the thing. I do wonder, and I can't climb inside his body, so I want to be really careful how I phrase this. But while he's injured, is he injured, or is he just a little injured?
He said he was fatigued.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. Because here's the issue, John. How much of what we saw last night for an athlete who clearly has wanted to win the MVP award? I mean, he has made that publicly clear, crystal clear. Is it another example of a not push through from Embiid? I don't know. I literally don't know. How can I know? I'm not inside the guy's body. I've talked before about his constitution. I've wondered before whether he's got the constitution to push through. John, you've wondered it also. But all of that, I mean, that's one topic. But the whole other topic is he lost the MVP award. And I'm telling you, if you tell me I'm wrong about that, you're wrong. Because voters that weren't sure what they were going to do with about, what, 7 or 8 games left in the season, saw two teams play, two guys supposed to play, one guy played, one guy didn't. The guy that played won. The guy that played dominated. The guy that didn't play obviously went 0-0-0-0-0 across the board.
He still has games left, and he plans to play in those games.
Three seed, one seed.
Yes.
It's over.
That's true.
It's over.
He can continue to outscore everyone. If he goes out there in the last, you know, 6 times he's on the court and scores 40 points each time, he'll win the MVP. He still has this. This is still within his grasp.
But, John, you know how we don't trust Embiid to an extent, to a large extent, as Sixers fans that have been burned come April and May? The national people really don't trust him because at least we love him. I mean, he's our guy. I mean, we all know the history of, you know, Sixers basketball. You can just track it through the great players or the lack of. He's one of the greats. I mean, he follows Iverson, who follows Barkley, who follows Doc and Moses, who follows, you know, Billy C and Wilt and Hal Greer. Like, you just track it right through the years. You can see it. He is the natural next guy, and God bless him, and we love him. But people nationally, John, they don't love him. They don't love him. Matter of fact, a lot of them don't like him.
They don't like him.
Yeah. So when he does not show up for a game like that, the national voter says, oh, no.
Oh, the recency bias will kill him in that aspect.
It's going to kill him. Oh, yeah. Rhea, are you with me?
Yeah, you and I both said yesterday we didn't think there was any way he would miss the game. I was stunned when I heard. I went, you know, come on. I thought it was because you're exactly right how those national voters will
go. I mean, that's what it's, again, whether it's right or wrong, it's what it is. It's what it is. A game happened last night. It was a showdown game. He did not play. I mean, I'm just telling you, that to me is the crux of the matter and will determine, and it's unfortunate, but we'll determine the MVP award, who wins, who loses.
I just can't believe we're now bad-mouthing the guy for giving the Sixers the best chance down the stretch in the playoffs. What he did last night gave this team the best chance to win
in the postseason. You might be right.
And I appreciate him for doing that. Is he wired the way I want him to be wired? No. I think mindset, I think confidence are as important as any other factors in determining a player's success in any league. And he is not wired like the best of all time. And you know what? That's just, we'll have to live with
and
that.
And that's not bad-mathing him. That's just knowing what the national people are going to do.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in. No Embiid last night. Do you think it's over? Do you think Jokic won that award? Do you think, really, essentially, Embiid lost it? Because I think Embiid actually lost it. I think he had it. And I think, like Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl, with that ball falling out of his hands, I think he just dropped the ball. I really do. 215, and I don't mean to badmouth Hurts, who otherwise played a great game. 215-592-9494. See your reaction to that. We'll get into the Eagles, what Howie Roseman said yesterday from the owners' meetings. The free throw shooting contest will start in about an hour and a half. Big stars will be here. We're at the Palestra. You can be as well. Get here. 215-592-9494.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, from the Palestra, Jetta Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP. An extravaganza of basketball excellence today. Well, at least some of us will. And thank you for those who are already in attendance. Obviously, for the rest of you, you can get down here to the Palestra, public transportation, woo! Parking in woo! The area, the whole deal. What's up? So are you all fired up?
Someone was yelling in the stands.
Oh, I
was responding.
Oh,
I was giving
sorry.
Him a woo.
Oh, okay. This is going to be something today. Look, I'll do better than Embiid did last night, I'll tell you that. Twitter poll question of the day, it's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Armin Chevrolet celebrating their 23rd anniversary. It's Truck Month at Armin Chevrolet. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Today's question, do you think Joel Embiid lost the MVP award last night by not playing? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Mike right now in Delaware. Kicks us off. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, Mike?
I hope you're right. John Ritchie, I hope you're right. If he is putting the team first and he wants to be ready for the playoffs and, you know, give a shot at the championship, he cannot open his mouth one more time about not winning the MVP.
I agree, Mike.
We shall see where it goes. Yeah, I mean, I think
last night
sort of, made his stance clear on all of this. You know, for all of the debate and the concern over Joel doing himself in for this MVP, because we all want him to win it, you know, he's still got the best odds to win it.
Yeah, but talk to me tonight. Talk to me tomorrow morning.
He's still going to play many games this season.
Mike, I hear
last
you.
Last year, he needed a magic number that he didn't get to in terms of number of games to be, quote, eligible. There was no hard and fast rule. But you know he'll continue to play this season, Joe. Last night was just a night where it didn't come together.
Yeah, but here's
his
calf
was not good enough for him to get out there.
Here's the thing you're missing.
Because he was risking the team's success in the postseason.
Mike, hang on. Here's what, John, I believe you're missing. Mike's ticked off. Mike, I hear you. You're mad. And you're a Sixers fan, and you're mad.
Complain about it if he doesn't win it. Take off the Phoenix game. Play against the guy that you're trying to win the MP off of.
Mike, I hear you, man. I mean, look, he was a no-show in a big spot, and that is not good. Hey, coming up in 1 minute's time, 1 minute, Allen Iverson, Charles Barkley, all the big hitters are here today.
It's a great time of year. Join me on the Bet Park Sportsbook app. It has you covered all tournament long with live in-game betting, parlays, and more. The only sportsbook app I use and recommend. Make a Bet Parks futures bet on which team will win it all. Check out the app for current Bet Parks odds to win the whole shebang. Connecticut is -135 in the favorite. Miami is +400. San Diego State +400 as well. Florida Atlantic is +600. All new users bet $10. Get $125 in sports bonus if your first bet wins. Bet more than the score. In pro basketball, you can bet individual player performances for points, rebounds, and assists. All new users bet $10. Get $125 in sportsbook bonus if your first bet wins. See betparks.com. They've got terms and conditions, new users, and winning bets only. Sports bonus bet must be wagered once. See website for details. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Ohio. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we broadcast from the Palestra today, I'm curious who else, like that last caller, is mad that Joel Embiid did not play last night. And obviously it hurts. Whether it absolutely cripples his chance to win the MVP award, I mean, I don't know that for sure. I think he's going to lose it now. But obviously, I'm sure there's some people ticked off. You can weigh in, 215-592-9494. Speaking of weighing in, John, always great to hear from some luminaries. And while Embiid's great, I mean, let's be real. Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley are in the Palestra.
Wow.
What's up, Gus?
Hey, man, I don't know if you're going to put my mic on or what there it is.
Yeah, it was
the camera.
It's an important mic to put on.
You
know?
Had a treat me with some respect. I was just on 60 Minutes this week, so
yes.
Treat me with some respect.
I saw that interview, Charles. Outspoken as always there, Charles.
That's all right. By the way, holla.
Holla, Al.
6 o'clock. I ain't seen 6 o'clock in the morning since 2 days ago when I was coming home from the club.
Bob, it's great to be here. You're drawing again, Joe. They packed in here. Nobody here to see the camera. Man, I just saw the janitor over there. He probably hit more foul shots than you do, but we're in a good mood. We're going to put the camera.
The camera think he can play. He puffing his chest.
Are you hoping to get on drop of the week?
Wait. It's not think I can play.
You couldn't
think
drop,
I can play.
You couldn't drop one if you gave him a week. Now we know what John Rich's next song is. He'll be playing Brick House, dedicated to you, throwing up them bricks.
That ain't bad. John, are you considering that? Brick House a possibility?
I don't know if I can pull that one off.
That's pretty
a
good.
Powerful song.
Charles, I don't but appreciate
you,
that.
I
man.
Watched you
He
break
don't
a
do
couple.
Disco. He don't do disco. I know I heard him with the Pearl Jam.
Hell, man, I know the camera like the West Wing. He could build his own West Wing with all the bricks he going to be throwing up the
Tell you, Alan, I said earlier, if I finish in last place, I'm giving up the West Wing for a year. That kills me, man. Wow.
I hope you don't ask your mom to do your laundry tomorrow because you're going to crap the bed today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go home, Joe. Go home.
Nope.
Better tell somebody that Revenge of the Nerds auditions is tomorrow.
Wear your rosary now, Joe.
Got it. Where's right here. Found them 2 days ago.
Where were they?
Found the rosary. They were in. Is it rosary or rosaries? It's rosary.
Rosary.
Right? Rosary, yeah.
Rosary beads.
Rosary
beads.
Yeah, I found them in pants that had gone through the washer and dryer.
Oh good. I'm happy you're taking care of them.
So they're here, and they obviously are, you know.
Is that
washed.
A rosary in your pants, or are you just holier than thou? You're going to need them. You can't even throw up a Hail Mary.
Don't need it, man.
But if you could shoot fouls like you shoot your mouth off, you might get to that 80%.
Well, that's the expectation. I'm hoping to go above 80%. 80% is just a low end right there.
Did you warm up? I didn't see you warming up at all. Did you get the form out there?
A little bit.
This is going to be embarrassing. Embarrassing. We on an Ivy League campus, and the camera is still the biggest dweeb in the whole building.
All right, there he is, the incomparable Joe Conklin, of course, with Iverson and Barkley. Those guys will both. See, here's the problem, John, for the shooters today. Those guys are going to be critiqued. We all know Charles on we don't know Allen Iverson, the commentator. We know Charles Barkley, the commentator. He doesn't hold back.
No, he does not.
So if, like, Vreeswijk's missing a shot or Jameer Nelson's missing a shot, you might hear Charles Barkley, maybe even Allen Iverson, criticizing him. All in good fun. Hey, the incomparable Joe Conklin. See him with the City Rhythm Orchestra in the big room at Parks Casino, the Excite Center at Parks Casino, Friday, April 14th. Obviously coming up in about 2 weeks. I'll be there that night to introduce the show. Come on out and see us. Going to be a blast. And after the barrage of assaults from Barkley and Iverson, I'm actually not sure I will be there that night. We'll figure it out. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Scott right now. Scott, what's going on, buddy?
John, Joe, James, guys, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Happy to be here. Guys, this is a really special day. I'm so looking forward to John either embarrassing himself or just being an awesome superstar. So either way, I win. The way I look at it.
Well, John ain't a shooter.
But... Yeah, it's Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Joe, I apologize. Hey, James, it's Scott from the podcast, the Eagles podcast.
Oh, Scott, what up, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, so two things. If you can, one on Embiid, one on JT, if you can let me get to it.
Yep.
MVPs, play. If you want to be the MVP of the season, you got to play. And that's just, there's no answer so much about it. If you want the league to see you, the players to see you, everyone around to see you to be the MVP, you gotta play. I totally agreed with you. I said it last night. He's not gonna get it because he didn't play against the MVP.
It's over, man. Yeah. He lost it.
He didn't lose it. He's still playing.
John, he lost it. I'm just telling you, he lost the MVP.
The season has not ended. He still has the best odds to win the MVP, and I'm positive he's going to keep playing games this season.
If you're going to cite these odds all day, are you really sure they changed them at 3 a.m. last night?
Yeah, they changed them all the time. They are constantly changing those odds.
Right,
they actually changed from yesterday. He was a minus favorite yesterday. Now he's a plus favorite today. So
he's plus
the odds have gotten worse after yesterday, but he is still the favorite.
All right, fair point. What do you got on JT Realmuto, Scott? That was a joke yesterday, man.
Yeah. John, will you at least agree that he hurt his chances? All right.
Johnny's asking
as far
you
as
that.
JT,
yes.
All right. As far as JT, you know what, John, I have been a purist of baseball for my entire life, but that incident yesterday pushed me so much closer to getting the umps as much out of the game of baseball as possible, because that was a travesty of what happened yesterday.
Well, it was a joke, but it doesn't mean you dismiss umpires from having.
It was a minor league guy trying to, you know, make a name for himself.
The guy was just, Scott, the guy was an idiot, but you shouldn't. Scott, love you, man, but you shouldn't, in my opinion, be an idiot, you, and say, okay, let's now not have umpires. I mean, what are you saying? What are you saying?
I'm saying just take him as much as possible out of the game. Just because a person got emotional, it affected his judgment, and he greatly affected the game. Because he got emotional.
All right, Scott, appreciate the phone call. I'll tell you this, Sean. One of the first things I thought of when I saw that is thank God this wasn't a playoff game. I mean, could you imagine? For those that missed
the
it,
uproar,
yeah,
if our catcher's ejected for accidentally dropping a ball,
it's just unbelievable.
Come on.
All right, from the Palestra, Jetta Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP. Spike Eskin will join us coming up in about 5 minutes' time, so we'll talk to Spike. The shooters will be in here in the 7 o'clock hour. Vreeswijk, Mike Vreeswijk from Temple, the first shooter today. That'll start right around 7:30. All right, you can weigh in on Embiid. Philly's obviously 2 days away. Howie Roseman, what he said yesterday. Also, we have to give away today, this is a cool prize, real cool prize, a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler live at the Wells Fargo Center Friday, April 14th. Tickets on sale right now at Wells Fargo Center, Philly.com. Wells Fargo Center, Philly.com. As we look to give these tickets away today, John, there's a lot of people out there, and I'm not one of them, by the way, who think that today with this free throw shooting contest, I have bitten off more than I can chew. And maybe it's just a little bit too big a bite of the apple. Knowing that Jameer Nelson and Lionel Simmons is in this, maybe it is. But maybe, ladies and gentlemen, it's not. John, as we look to give away the tickets today to Adam Sandler, I want to hear from everyone listening at 215-592-9494. Who or what, through the years, bit off more than they can chew? It can be from real life, can be from fiction, movies, all that. John, when you think of an answer, what do you think of?
I think it was 40 years ago, Ozzy Osbourne up on stage.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yep. Literal answer.
No one really knows whether he meant it or not with that little bat. Oh. But he bit off more than he could chew.
That's a great answer, John. It really is. Seltzer, what do you got?
Napoleon, Joe.
At the end?
Napoleon and Russia. The man bit off more than he could chew.
He did. I mean, everything was going so good until he said, let's go east. And then it went really bad. That far east. Rhea, what do you got? Who or what bit off more than they could chew?
Bobby Riggs, Battle of the Sexes, back in the 70s. You know, he was 55 years old and he kept saying, I could beat any woman. Billie Jean King turned him down a couple times, and then she was 29 and took him on. It was viewed, I didn't realize, 50 million people in the United States viewed and watched him lose.
So here's the question. Am I Bobby Riggs today or am I Billie Jean King?
I think we know the answer.
I'm going to go with Bobby. Bobby Joe.
I'll tell you what, when I think of who or what bit off more than they can chew, I mean, I hate to do it to them because I love them all. I grew up watching these guys. Vreeswijk. Jameer.
Oh, come on.
Harold Jensen.
Stop.
Lionel Simmons. These guys, come on. AJ Brodeur, Michael Thompson. These guys bit off more than they could chew.
Yeah.
And they're gonna find out today. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 215-592.
You can't even get exactly.
I'll be shooting around 9 o'clock today and looking forward to it. Let's go to Scott right now in King of Prussia. What's up, Scott?
Greetings, team. Good morning.
Hi, Scott.
So, just quickly wanted to read this. The yips are involuntary wrist spasms that occur most commonly when golfers are trying to putt or when radio hosts try to do things that they can't.
I know. Okay, Scott, I am truly concerned. I'm not going to say afraid, but I'll say I am concerned about that. I recognize that could occur. Hey, but it could, guys. It could.
There's going to be a crowd here. That's what I keep saying to you.
Oh, my God.
So just think, when you get to the line and you start thinking about all the players and some ones that have made it to the NBA, like John Starks, Nick Anderson, Mikhail Fultz, Ben Simmons. Just keep saying Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, yips. Ben Simmons, yips. Ben Simmons, yips. And when you get to the line and your hands start to move and you start to pull your hands up and ready to get your release and you're thinking about your after, just keep saying Ben Simmons, yips. Ben Simmons, yips. Ben Simmons, yips.
You know what the thing is, Scott? You know, I hear what you're saying, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'm going to break it down, make it real simple for you. When I shoot, I mean, unless it's super deep, when I shoot, I'm not lying here. I expect to make it. I'm just being honest with you. I expect to make shots.
Well, why didn't they go in when we were watching you take shots earlier?
Like I said, I got to do better. I acknowledge that. Hey, Scott, give me a great answer. Who or what bit off more than they can chew?
Okay. I don't know if you'll remember, but when Dennis Miller tried to host Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
The only thing about that is I blame the network
different.
More than him. It just
he shouldn't have been put in that.
I tried to like
correct.
It.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been put in that spot. It just – and I think that might have been when Kornheiser was in there. It was a fiasco. It really was. Hey, this broadcast today brought to us by fans of Philly. Trust Philly's premier away game travel partner this baseball season. For a Philadelphia away game travel, visit fansofphilly.com for all trip details. All right, let's go out right now and talk to our buddy, our pal, our former boss. He reported to me back then. He still reports to me. I said, be on the show around 6:40.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, you know what? I'll put you on a couple minutes late just because that's what I do to your dad. I'll do it to you as well. But we love him, Mr. Spike Eskin. Good morning, Spike.
You know, officially, as far as the how it goes, I am still your boss. Like, I'm still above you on the org chart. So don't – I know you're getting, you know, your peacock in and walking around and doing – oh, I'm the morning guy now, yada, yada, yada. Still your boss in some way. So don't forget that.
All right, Spike, so you were part of this 5 years ago when we first conceived this idea of a free throw shooting contest, which – candidly, I failed at a couple years ago. It wasn't a bad showing, but it wasn't good enough. What are your expectations? I mean, I'm going
Spike
against...
Spike was there. Spike
I know
witnessed
he was.
It.
I know he was.
Witnessed the failure in the aftermath.
Yeah. Well, the two things to know about you, Joe, in this particular situation, maybe three things, the most important things. One, you are fantastically unathletic, and that is you're as unathletic as anyone would guess just looking at you. But at the same time, and I could tell from the first free throw you shot that day, you are more competent than one would expect,
yes,
given how unathletic you are. Mm-hmm. And that
well
is
said.
The and I could see – I remember that day seeing Richie's face like, oh, no.
I remember that moment,
this.
Too.
This might get real.
The third and most important thing is that even though you are more competent than one would guess, your confidence far outweighs your competence.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but I'll tell you this, Spike, this one
yeah.
could be different because while I do feel pretty good, I mean, there's people here. There's obviously going to be more people here in about 2 hours when I shoot. And, you know, this isn't me against me. I mean, this is me against Jameer Nelson. This is me against Lionel Simmons.
Yeah. So a couple of things to realize there. First of all, I don't know if you've watched warm-ups of, like, you know, really good basketball players before, and Jameer Nelson played in the NBA and sort of like Dwight Howard shoots threes in warm-ups.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? The free throws are
and he makes them.
Well, here's the Spike. Here's the thing that really goes against me. Let's say there's an NBA player that shoots, I'll just say 80% for their career. Well, the reality is that's in a game in which they're sweating and they're tired when they get to the line. If they weren't in a
like
game.
And there's like 20,000 people there.
Yeah, if they're not in a game, they're probably shooting 85% or something because they're not tired. So that part works against me.
You expect to be
tired?
I
don't mean to.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, he'll be tired. He was tired by the 30th free throw last
I think he was.
But Spike, here's the deal, man. At least I'm going to show up, unlike Embiid last night. Let's get to it. In your opinion, did Joel Embiid, because I think he did Joel Embiid lose the MVP award last night?
You know, amazingly, I think he could still win it. But not playing last night after that interview came out yesterday is one of the lamest things I've ever seen a Philadelphia athlete that I like ever do. And people keep telling me the playoffs are more important. And that is for sure the playoffs are more important. But you need the entire context of it to really judge it. I still think he could win. I think they have important enough games. You know, they play Milwaukee, they play Boston, they play Miami. There are high-profile enough games that if he balls out and Jokic doesn't, I still think he could win. But, man, what a moment it would have been last night if he played great and they won and really just put the entire thing to bed. What a just an incredibly
disappointing
turn of events.
You know what it is in one word? It's typical.
Yeah. See, you make it sound like he didn't want to play. Joe, you make it sound like he did not want to play. Spike, did Joel want to play against Jokic last night?
I will say this, and I will say this once, because people are supposing that the Sixers told him he couldn't play or they made the decision. Joel decides when Joel plays.
Exactly.
100% of the time, every time. Every time over the last 8 years or however many years, 5 years playing, every time we've seen him as a game-time decision, that decision has always been Joel's.
So now, did he help his team's chances in the postseason by doing what he did? Was it a selfless act yesterday?
There's a Pollyanna question if there's ever been one.
Well, wouldn't the true selfless act just be resting against Phoenix then playing Denver? I don't know. I think you could make the argument that, yes, he has never been healthy during a playoff run, and that the thing he could do to optimize the playoff run is to rest. But then he should be resting every other game. And he was just talking about when he was on that run 2 weeks ago, and they were asking him why he was playing so well. He was talking about because he was so healthy. So I don't know, man. It's just like, don't do the interview, man. don't do the interview talking about how you're better than Jokic, and then don't play Jokic. Nothing will matter if they don't get past the second round anyway, whether he played last night or didn't play last night. Ultimately, it will come down to if they get to the conference finals and he plays great, we'll forget about all of this. But typical, I think, is a good way to put it.
Spike, quick question for you. Let's just hop topics for a second. You've obviously been in New York for about 2 years now, but you got the Philly roots. Which one hurts you more, Phillies losing the World Series or Eagles losing the Super Bowl?
Oh, the Eagles, for sure. I mean, because you go into the Eagles game thinking that they're going to win.
Yep.
So being in New York, I see a lot of Astros games, and I saw them sweep the Yankees. Honestly, when it was that matchup, I thought the Phillies had no chance. The Astros just seemed like it on a different level than any other baseball team I watched last year. But that was sort of how the Eagles seemed most of the season. And to have, you know, the Eagles felt like the Astros in that scenario. So for them to lose that one was a bigger bummer than the Phillies one was.
You know what they did, Spike? The Eagles blew it. And we've seen plenty of times in Philly sports history where a team loses in the championship round. And oftentimes it's against the better teams. 0-1 Sixers didn't blow it against the Lakers. They just lost to a better team. Eagles blew it. I mean, the Eagles blew a Super Bowl. That's hard to deal with, man.
They had 10-point lead at halftime, right?
10-point lead at halftime, better team. Yeah. There was no doubt about it. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes won that game. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Hey, Spike.
And Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, he did. Spike, thanks for being on the show today, man. I will expect some kind of congratulatory text from you around 9:15 or so.
One thing I'd like to introduce. I'm sorry for taking 30 more seconds, but a potential conspiracy in this entire thing.
Ooh.
Oh, good.
And wow. Joe, I didn't ask if your permission to bring this up, but I do believe that Jameer and Joe have the same representation.
Oh, wow.
Hold on a second. Stop the presses here.
If he finishes ahead of Jameer Nelson, all I'm going to say is that I watched WWE for a long time, man. And, you know, your own version of Mouth in the South, Jimmy Hart, or Bobby Heenan may have told the other guy, you know, a little elbow in the ribs. This will be good for Joe's career. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, I know of no such arrangement, but I'm disappointed in myself. I didn't think of it first. Spike, well done, buddy. Thank you, Spike. All right, there he is. Spike asking, calling from up there in New York.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
Spike.
No matter how much Jameer would want to do that, if asked, he wouldn't do that because he just couldn't stomach it.
Well, these guys are competitors.
Yeah.
I mean, part of what made them great is, you know, let's be real, is competing. And here's the key, in my opinion. They're not really going to care that much about competing against me because they probably don't think I can factor into this. They're going to care about competing with each other.
Correct.
I mean, Harold Jensen and Mike Rieswick overlapped Villanova and Temple. I mean, in that time, and Lionel Simmons, like, those three guys overlapped. They obviously played against each other a lot. Summer leagues, the whole deal, pickup games. So they're going to want to beat each other. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
I feel like you think you've got an easy way out because you're kind of coming in low profile.
A little bit.
These guys don't think you're a match.
Yeah, the problem is my mouth talks a lot.
They'll see that you sink a couple, and it'll get competitive pretty quick,
too. All right, let's go to Neil. By the way, get down here to the Palestra. Gates are open, doors are open. Come on down. Neil in North Jersey. Hi, Neil.
Gentlemen, thanks as always for taking my call. Greatly appreciate it. Seltzer, great to hear you on the radio as well.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Neil, I got a theory. I got a theory, by the way. Let me just drop this in while you're here.
Go.
Got to win the crowd. it's like what Rock did, because I know everyone that's showing up here is rooting against
Rock
me.
And Russia, is that where
we're
going?
It's Rock and Russia, and it's Maximus in the arena. You got to win the crowd, and I expect by the end of this, I expect that the crowd will be like, damn, DeCamera can really shoot. I give him credit for stepping up, and I actually think by the end, like Gorbachev himself might give me a standing ovation by the end. Anyway, Neil, I'm sorry. Go ahead, pal.
I think he's with us.
Yeah, like in the end of Rocky. If I could change, you could change, and we can all change.
Exactly.
Yeah, you'll give everybody a come to Jesus moment. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call. A couple things. So I think the problem with what Joel Embiid did is, I mean, could you imagine Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Irving, Barkley for a calf sprain sitting out a game against someone who literally is your MVP competitor? It speaks more to the sort of millennial posing that a lot of professional athletes do as opposed to simply being a contest between Jokic and Embiid for the MVP. I just think it's a symptom of a larger problem of a league in the NBA where the players have essentially 100% clout and decide to take themselves out in the biggest moments. Whereas in our generation growing up, players wanted those big moments and stepped up in those big moments.
Well, Neil, two different issues. You touched on one, and I agree with you entirely. But here's the second issue, and it's really the more immediate issue for us as Sixers fans. It's the fact that the playoffs actually start in 3 weeks.
Right.
And we always wonder, will he be able to answer the bell, not for one straight month, for two straight months? That's what Moses Malone did there's three rounds back then. But when the Sixers, you know, when teams win the title, you got to go through four rounds. That means you got to go through 2 months. Will he answer the bell? And his history indicates, and last night's yet another example, that he does not answer the bell enough.
Joe, the minute that he came out and spoke to Keith Pompey on Saturday night and I heard the word fatigue, alarm bells went off. Alarm bells. They did. And I've been loving the way he's been playing, but alarm bells went off.
I mean, how are we, Neil, to feel confident that when the Sixers and Celtics are in a game five in Boston, you know, in a month, that he's going to be ready to go? I mean, it's
you
really
don't.
Aggravating. Neil, give me a great answer. Who or what bit off more than they can chew?
Well, he had a last stand for reason. How about George Armstrong Custer's last stand?
Wow, Custer. How about that? Wow, I didn't expect Custer.
Have you read a book on that, Joe?
I have read a book that touches on that.
It's
not the main focus, but yeah, I have read a lot. All right, up ahead, the Palestra. I have never read a book on the Palestra, but we are going to get the history of the Palestra up ahead. I mean, John, this is – Seltzer, you've never done a broadcast on the Palestra.
No. Oh, my God.
Right?
This is like – This is
wild.
Yeah, this is very, very cool.
Walking in here about 2 hours ago, I was like, all right, this is real. This is the Palestra. That's a hoop. This is a ball. I'll be shooting at it in a couple hours. We'll be hearing about the history of the Palestra up ahead, talking to Pens coach Steve Donahue, and rocking all the calls on all the topics. Also in the 7 o'clock hour, in addition to beginning the competition, free throw competition, we'll get to Howie Roseman audio and some of what he said yesterday from the owners' meetings. It's all up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from the Palestra, and you can be here as well. Get here on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.